This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our Bulldogs player for the show tonight is Ash Guest. She's a utility equipped with great running ability who joined the kennel after 2 years at Melbourne and one season at GWS Giants and has become a key part of the Bulldogs defensive unit. I remember Ash from a spectacular eye injury about a year ago that you can probably still find on Instagram, I'm sure. So welcome to the show. Welcome to Joy, Ash.
Thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful. Well, is it safe to say the past week has been a challenge, probably not ideal start to the season with, COVID wreaking havoc on the club and the game against the Cats obviously not going ahead. Is everyone okay? What's the latest there?
Yeah, obviously it was an ideal situation. Everyone's safe and healthy and the girls will start to come out of ISO yesterday and today, so get back to training tonight. Yeah. We were pretty light on with numbers last week. I think there was only 12 of us training.
Yeah, wow. There wasn't even enough top-up players, I believe. So,
but I think it's just something we're going to sort of have to deal with. Well, I think now we've gone through it, but I'm sure it will pop up again for another club at another point.
Yeah, that's right. And I think clubs have everyone house sharing together, in relationships together, training together. So it's hard for things like that not to spread. But we manage it how we can.
It's a crazy time. But I guess being part of the leadership team, Ash, did the group speak pre-season about potential scenarios similar to what the club was going through now and, sort of the best way to deal with it to keep the players engaged moving forward?
Yeah, we obviously talked about it and we do acknowledge the different threats and that might pop up. And obviously COVID is one that's always going to be popping its head up every now and then. So we sort of acknowledge that, yes, things are going to happen, but we can only control what we can control and just have to sort of deal with the things that we have control over. Catching COVID isn't something that we can control. It's what we're doing outside of the club and then what we're doing when we get back to the club.
Have you been safe from COVID? You haven't got it?
No, I'm COVID free. I'm boosted.
Yay, nice work. We like that. It's Pride round. So I'm really excited to actually watch this game. So this week actually sees each club don the rainbow and celebrate diversity and inclusion. What does Pride round mean to you specifically?
Yeah, I guess it's just such a, obviously I'm in the LGBTQI plus community. Obviously having a pride round to acknowledge the sort of lifestyle I lead is awesome, but it's more so what like it's doing for the wider community. I just think it's so special that people from different walks of life can come to the footy and just enjoy it. And then also having that platform where people who aren't in that sort of in that group of people get the opportunity to see it and see that what a beautiful space it is. So it's two reasons. Obviously it's me, my lifestyle, and I really love being like involved in something so safe, but it's also something that I enjoy using as a platform for change.
It's
awesome.
The Pride Games originally between your team and Carlton, so that's where it originated, I think, four or five years ago. And I've always loved it. It's it's footy but done so differently. There's drag queens and it's the most colourful.
Yeah.
There's rainbow everywhere. It's not what footy used to look like perhaps, 10 years ago. And now it's expanded to be an entire Pride round, which is something that doesn't even happen in the men's season. Mm-hmm. Where to from here? Like, where do you think the AFL can go deeper, perhaps, with the whole concept?
I suppose I haven't really thought about that, but I would love to see a Pride round in the men's competition as well. Mm. St Kilda, I think, do a Pride game. I would like to see it expand into the men's. Obviously, their platform's larger than ours, so it would be great to see it happen with the men. Probably that's the sort of growth point.
Just on the back of that, just quickly, a question we don't have pre-already sort of asked, but do you think it has anything to do with the fact that there isn't anybody out or openly out in the men's side that they don't necessarily want to do a Pride round? Do you think that might play a factor?
don't know why they wouldn't want to do it. I don't know. Maybe they do want to do it and they just haven't had the opportunity. There's obviously they do a lot of different rounds and whatever for the men. I'd love to see a male player come out for sure. Obviously that bloke that came out in the soccer was just so incredibly brave. But yeah, I hope that it happens soon. It will take someone really brave and it'll be awesome when it happens.
Agree.
Yeah, hopefully there's just a group of them that come out and the media can't give attention to this one.
Pick and choose.
That's right. And so internally at the Doggies, when in the lead up to the Pride game, what education happens at the club, you know, with you as players?
It's been a bit different this year because of isolation. But education session that we're doing tomorrow that the club have organised just to explain what Pride Round is. There's a guest speaker, I can't remember her name, but she's coming to talk to us about what it means to her and like why it's so important. Sorry, my dog. honestly, we'll cut that bit out.
This is COVID common practice, dogs and kids.
He loves it. Every Zoom meeting he's in it.
Must love the spotlight.
takes up to me. And then Thursday night we've got another guest speaker coming, Bobby McCumber. I'm not sure you guys might know her, but coming Thursday night to have a chat with us as well, just about sort of footy and the space of footy and how important it's been for her. So they do a little bit, a lot actually.
Wonderful.
That's awesome. So moving on to some on-field activity, after finishing eighth last year, can you tell us a little bit about the pre-season and what we expect to see from you and the Bulldogs players this year?
Yeah, I guess we weren't satisfied. Obviously, last year we won 5 games and the year before we didn't win as many. So we had a pretty rough pre-season. We did a lot of running. So definitely sort of want to move the ball a bit better than we did the year before. And you'll see us a bit, fitter and running off the halfback a bit more than we had in the past. And the foot skills and marking has improved. So,
Sounds like you girls have been training really hard, which is really good to hear. They've pushed you really hard. So with all eyes on Carlton this week, how important is it to get the win to get your season going?
I think obviously last weekend having our game cancelled threw a bit of a spanner in the works. It's super important that we get the win. Really important just to sort of settle ourselves and set up for the rest of the year. Obviously we've got a make-up game against Brisbane at some point, wherever that fits in. Like you said, it's really important.
I think it seems to be pretty even stakes with this Pride game between the two of you, Carlton. You both seem on an even keel. But one thing we found out from, we chatted to the Bulldogs Pride as well, and they said the Guernsey hasn't been revealed. What's going on there? Is it in a big lock and safe somewhere?
To be honest, I haven't seen it either. I've only got like a little memo they sent me through about it. Nat Gills, who's at the media team at the club, the graphic designer, I think she is, has designed it. She designed it last year and this year. So I'm sure it will come out. I'm hoping today. I hope we get to see it.
Hotly anticipated.
There's all this gossip going around the internet. No, that's not true. Thanks so much for joining us on the show, and good luck with the game on Sunday. And we wish you all the best, and we really thank the Doggies for all your support of Pride and the way that you've led in this space. And your influence has just grown and grown and grown. So thanks so much, and thanks for all that the players do as well.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.